In New York today, world leaders are gathered at the UN for a one-day climate summit. President Obama is speaking there, as we mentioned. So is the president of the Philippines, Benigno Aquino III. I sat down with him yesterday at a hotel in Boston before he left for New York, and I asked him what he wanted to tell world leaders at the summit.
We're glad that there's a recognition that there is global climate change. The debate as to whether there is or there isn't seems to be winding down. And we're now talking about specifics as to each party's contributions to bring down carbon emissions. And that's perhaps one of the central messages. We shouldn't be bogged down in the negotiations that exacerbates the problem because none of us are doing enough. But we really should be advancing all of our contributions towards minimizing the effects of this global disruption in terms of the climate. And because it is already a worldwide phenomenon of the effects. It's not relegated to countries like us who belong to the typhoon belt, for instance. But in any country, and from droughts to floods to what have you, to unseasonal weather.
But you think the debate is over, because I think if you turn on some of the news in this country, you might still think there is a debate about it.
I think in terms of the details as to who is responsible and who has to put in most. But especially with the leaders that I've talked to in the European trip and also in America. In fact, part of the reason I'm here is that there was a very strong call from President Obama and Vice President Biden and even the President of the World Bank that we really, and then other leaders from Europe in particular who were saying the Philippines should take a more active role or more lead role. And I was telling them, we'd want to be able to demonstrate the adaptation interventions that we have been doing and show certain successes to perhaps motivate others that the difficult job is might not be as difficult as thought and can produce rapid results. But it's still a work in progress, and it seems that we have to lend our voice now before we can see the successes that we're trying to implement.
Do you think the U.S. is doing enough?
I think every country can do more, including the Philippines.
And what about the United States?
Well, again, sir, they're not exempt. They can do more also.
They can do more. And as Americans look at President Obama right now, and his popularity has dropped, his favorability has dropped among Americans, and people especially see him weaker on foreign policy, is that how you view it, or how does it look from Manila?
All the times that I managed to talk to him or interact with him, we seem to have an understanding. And we are satisfied with the relationship.
Of course, and with his leadership?
Also, sir, we recognize the difficulties he is undergoing at the present time. Perhaps in my case, I'm assured of my people's support in everything I do, even in something like standing up to a very big neighbor. So, and given the disparity of forces. Now, having said that, in a sense, occupying a position, perhaps without as many problems as he does have, we tend to, how should I put that? We more understanding than perhaps somebody down the street who is not experiencing the same degree of difficulties would judge him.
You've had one of the members of your commission, you chair this Commission on Climate Change in the Philippines, and one of the commissioners has said that your country is one of the most, if not the most, vulnerable countries to climate change in the world.
So if you look at the map, especially if for storms coming from the Pacific side, it seems like we're a gateway to the rest of Asia. In fact, and perhaps on a lighter note, in one of my first ASEAN meetings, the president then of Vietnam was saying they get visited by 10 typhoons a year.
ASEAN, by the way, is the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
Yes. Yeah. And I responded by saying in the Philippines we have 20, and perhaps we should charge them for the 10 that we managed to block coming through them. But having said that, for instance, Typhoon Haiyan, we don't get typhoons in December. They normally end by September. A typhoon happening in October is considered already a late event. Having a major typhoon in December, and this has happened for practically every year that I've been in office, we've had either a November or December major event, is truly alarming to us. Even the planting cycles, which are really very dependent on weather, there seems to be a return to normal this year. But for the past few years, they kept on changing, which affects the food security, not only for us, but for a whole range of other countries.
Well, what's the nightmare scenario if what you would like to be done by other countries is not done?
Sir, may I quote your own publication? I think it was Time. And they had the list of countries most vulnerable to increases in water levels or the rise of water levels. I think number two on that list was a place in the Philippines. And if it's a 10 or 20 place list, there are at least three of our areas in the Philippines very vulnerable to increases in water levels.
Now, let's talk about Haiyan. 6,000 people, more than 6,000 people died in that. How are the rebuilding efforts going at this point?
Again, I'm a person who's never contented with what's happening, but in the sense that if whatever has been accomplished, I keep pushing my cabinet and the other agencies of government and the private sector to do more. Okay. Having said that, it affected 1.14 million of our families, no? And that represents about 5% of the total population. We have managed to restart livelihood. For instance, we have marginal fishermen and about 30,000 small boats, you know, have been given to these marginal fishermen to restart their lives. There have been interventions in terms of crop substitution for those who were primarily dependent on coconuts. The schools have been put up. Most of the infrastructure in terms of roads have already done. School buildings are still... It's a whole list of things that are being done.
That's Benigno Aquino III, the president of the Philippines, talking there about, of course, Typhoon Haiyan, which hit last year. We also talked about global security, ISIS, and China in our conversation. You can hear that at hereandnow.org.